What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and let's go straight into this. So I actually recently saw a podcast with Joe Rogan and Kanye, and he uploaded a they did their podcast or whatever, and I was like, damn, I didn't think that was actually gonna happen, because I ended up seeing a couple, like, I think it was a couple messages from Kanye saying he wanted to get on the Joe Rogan podcast. And I was like, oh, for sure. I didn't even think that shit was gonna happen. I didn't think that Joe Rogan was gonna end up doing it, but, you know, knowing how his channel is, and from the videos I've seen, that's pretty much like someone he would have on. I guess I didn't realize, but yeah, I watched it, and, you know, people like to say a lot of things about Kanye. People like to say that, you know, he's insane, or he's crazy, or he's a lunatic, and I don't know why. I guess I can kind of see why they put him in that box from the shit that he's done in the past, whether it's paparazzi or just stupid shit he's said in the past. And you can go on YouTube and find something. It's not really that hard to find. Or even, I think one of the most ridiculous things I've seen him do is going on, I don't recall what it was called, but it's one of those interviews where you want to do the freestyles. I think it was like I forgot what it's called, Sway in the Morning. So he did the Sway in the Morning, and he had like one of the worst probably freestyles on there, because he was just kind of joking. But I feel like when I watching him and he was joking, it kind of felt like that, that's just because he didn't really have any bars, or he didn't really want to do that. He didn't want to freestyle, so he kind of just made something up to kind of avoid whatever, you know, to avoid the freestyle. But anyways, you know, Kanye, he has a lot in his mind. He does a lot of crazy shit, and you can't hate him for the success he's brought himself, the wealth, at least I guess it's not success, but wealth that he's brought upon himself, as well as his family. Like, you can't hate on that, what he's done, the amount he's made. And yeah, I guess you shouldn't, no matter how much someone makes, you shouldn't judge them by that. But my point being is that he's a pretty smart guy. So saying that he's crazy and all that, like, if you actually listen to what he says, all he does is really break down a lot of different scenarios. I was noticing when he was talking, he was breaking down everything as, for example, like in life, like they say in the music industry, or just companies, or just literally anything. He breaks it down in his mindset, in which he's able to understand it deeply. And people would say it's overthinking, and yeah, I like to say that I do that too with a lot of different situations. I would say it is overthinking, but when you are able to use your mind in that sense, in my opinion, with overthinking it, all that's happening is your mind is gaining so much information that you're either able to comprehend it or you're not. And I think in Kanye's situation, he is, because he's an older guy and he has experience with who he is and with his mindset. So with what he says, all he is breaking down a lot of different things. And when he goes on rants, like he did on the Joe Rogan podcast, when he goes on rants, he kind of, not necessarily goes on topic, but he explains different factors of a story in which you will be able to understand the full picture with the different factors. And I feel like I do that a lot as well. So I can definitely relate to Kanye on that. And the reason why I'm kind of talking about Kanye right now in the beginning of this podcast is because he mentioned something in regards to fluoride being used in toothpaste as well as water that we drink. And I guess I never really thought of it and never really cared for it. I've actually heard something about this probably when I was in high school, but I didn't really care for it. And before I started this podcast, I was like, you know what, let me kind of, because I was already on the laptop searching up different stuff, just stuff that I was doing before this. And I was like, you know what, let me search up fluoride and the idea of it with the pineal gland. Because what he said is that actually, I think he said it blocks your pineal gland. I don't recall what he said, specific words. So don't take that for, don't use my word. Don't take my word on that. But he did mention something about the fluoride and pineal gland. So I kind of just searched that up on Google, and I didn't really find much. I did find that in the pineal gland, I think fluoride is produced naturally. I think that's what it is. Again, don't quote me for this. And I think that's what it was. I'm on my laptop right now, but I don't have the page that I was on previously. And I think that's what it was saying, something in regards to that. And then I ended up finding a article or a website that did end up kind of connecting with what I was looking for. And I guess when an important thing when looking for research that I've been trying to put in my mind is to always look for what you're not looking for, because then that gives you like, that gives you a bigger perspective on what you're looking for. And if you're just looking for something specific like I was doing right now, or which I did, then it's gonna be a little bit more difficult, because sometimes what you're looking for is not the actual answer. So it's important to find what you're not looking for. But in this case, I did find something in regards to that. This is mbsfestival.com, and what it's saying is, let's see, da-da-da. Okay, so the pineal gland has been linked to extrasensory abilities, among them intuition, discernment, and psychic awareness and expanded mind capacity. Now, the psychic awareness and expanded mind capacity really kind of made me think a lot once I read that, because psychic awareness, people, I feel like I've met a lot of people who really have that ability. And I wouldn't say necessarily, I don't personally believe in like psychics or any of that, but when it comes to the awareness of, or I guess the psychic ability is like limited in my opinion. Like, I guess a better way to explain that, you know, I don't believe someone when they, you know, they go to a psychic and they tell them blah, 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 this and that. But when someone says like, you know, this might happen because of this certain action, blah, 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 or they have the awareness a little bit more, how would I say, the awareness of the psychic ability is more activated, is what I'm gonna say. But I wouldn't say it's to the point where you're able to predict everything, in my opinion. But I think that does play a big part in, you know, the pineal gland for sure, as well as the expanded mind capacity. Like, that is a big thing, especially with, like, I think that a lot correlates with Kanye, or just with myself as well, because I guess like with Kanye, like if you, again, like hearing him talk and how he talks, he explains a lot of different scenarios with very multiple factors in the story. And that's just how he's, especially with different thoughts. I'm sure with, you know, business ideas, that probably works great, because it's multiple ideas and thinking of different ideas, solutions, things that can go wrong and stuff like that, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the mind capacity, you know, not limiting your mind. And that's been a big goal, or a big thing with me, since I guess I graduated high school. You know, I didn't really realize it at that moment, you know, graduating from high school and just kind of learning from there, blah, blah, blah. And now obviously I'm smart enough to be able to realize that now. I have more experience, so I'm able to see that for what it really is. But yeah, the mind capacity for sure is the idea in the pineal gland, and or is linked to the pineal gland. It's crazy. Like, these are really like superpower abilities, in my opinion. But anyways, I'm gonna keep reading on. It says the gland's semblance to the human eye and its location in the brain make it appear to be quite literally the mind's eye, quote unquote, the third eye. If you ever hear anyone say about third eye or pineal gland, that's what they mean, because it's literally something that is in our brain, and it has these crazy abilities, in which, you know, I just read, so that are real, like fucking crazy real. So yeah, I'm gonna keep on reading here. I would just say, practically speaking, the desires of our heart direct our eyes to and from what we do and don't want. The eyes then receive light into the body, send it to the brain, transport it to the pineal gland, and the light stimulus activates the gland. So let's keep on reading here. Calcification is the biggest problem for the pineal gland. Fluoride accumulates in the pineal gland more than any other organ and leads to the formation of phosphate crystals. That's what I was saying previously. I think that's what it was. That's in regards to fluoride being with the pineal gland in the previous article that I found, that's what it was explaining. It didn't mention anything in regards to fluoride and the pineal gland being blocked or damaged. So it just was mentioning how fluoride accumulates in the pineal gland more than any other organ and leads to the formation of phosphate crystals. Let's keep on reading here. So it says, as your pineal gland hardens due to the crystal production, less melatonin is produced and regulation of your wake-sleep cycle gets disturbed. So melatonin is actually, a lot of people don't know that the brain actually does produce melatonin. And so it's saying here that as your pineal glands harden due to crystal production, less melatonin is produced and regulation of your wake-sleep cycle gets disturbed. So when you wake up or go to sleep, it could probably be a lot more troubling to do so in both waking up and going to sleep. So it says, in addition to fluoride, halides like chloride and bromine also accumulate and damage the pineal gland. So I don't know if bromine is in toothpaste and the tap water. I believe it is in tap water. I'm not too sure, but let's keep on. Let me restart that real quick and keep on going from there. So in addition to fluoride, halides like chlorine and bromide also accumulate and damage the pineal gland. Eliminating fluoride may be the best first step for reducing health concerns. Use fluoride-free toothpaste. Avoid tap water and drink filtered water. For the best filtered water, use a reverse osmosis water filter or a gravity-fed system certified and tested to remove at least 97% of fluoride. I don't know. This fluoride added to our drinking water is not natural. It is either hydrofluorosilic acid, sodium fluoride. These words are super big, super massive, so I'm like hesitating to read them. Two scholarly studies report a relationship between water treated with silico fluorides and elevated levels of lead in the blood of children. That's crazy. I didn't even think about that. I know there's lead in the actual tap water, but I didn't really know this, so it's kind of crazy how just watching that podcast and kind of now doing research because of that, like, that's actual knowledge, and I'm doing this and I'm actually learning now. Because it's important, like, really what you put into your body. So as I'm focusing on my health, I'm focusing on gaining mass, I'm also learning different stuff like this, such as, you know, stuff in water, stuff in toothpaste, and just simple stuff like that. And I guess I should probably do more research in regards to the pineal gland and the fluoride, on if it actually is kind of blocking that ability to open your mind more, to make sure your mindset doesn't stay limited, or even, you know, the psychic awareness and everything else that it was mentioning. What else was it mentioning? So it has the ability, intuition, discernment, psychic awareness, and expanded mind capacity. So that's crazy. Let me drink water. I swear I can't be talking for more than like 15 minutes straight or 10 minutes straight, because then I start getting a super bad sore throat from just talking, going on and on, you know, talking about just anything. My throat always gets like that. It's annoying sometimes. But this is important. I'm glad that I was able to read this. Fluoride and the third eye, I think it's important. If you do research, for sure, like if you're listening to this podcast and you have children, or just even for your health sake, like, this shit's for real. This shit's real. And I'm someone who's super big on my mindset, because mindset is honestly everything. It's not, I wouldn't say everything, but I would say your mindset plays almost a majority of your everyday life, because, you know, all it takes is one negative thought to bring you down, and that's a mindset thing. So keeping positive thoughts like that, it's important. And knowing what you're doing with your body as well as your mind, having a healthy body, I think, in my opinion, leads to a healthier mindset. As again, I said healthier mindset, not a, you know, because I wouldn't say that everything is is perfect just because you have the best body. You know, you have, life's a balance, so you gotta balance in multiple situations, whether it, from relationship to career to health, etc., etc., whatever you want to do. But yeah, I think that's a big thing. I think what's his face, that guy who used to do the Lamborghinis in the garage, I forgot his name, but you guys, I'm pretty sure you know who I'm talking about. And I think he mentioned the four pillars of life in which you need to balance, and that is health, wealth, love, and happiness. I haven't thought about that in a while. I think I did a podcast on it, like, I don't even know how long ago. Probably like, what? When I first started this podcast, probably about a year ago around this time. Maybe even before, maybe it was like when I first started it about a year ago and like 3-2 months. When I was really into a lot of like social media marketing, or just a lot of influencers, a lot of people doing big things. And that was, you know, I was at that point in my life. So now that I can really understand that, I think that's really something that should be balanced. Also, there's also another thing I really wanted to cover on, and that is I've made a couple podcasts on fake cartridges. And I think I've only done two of them, but I recently saw a Vice in regards to that. If you don't know what Vice is, it's on YouTube. And it is pretty much a documentary. It's a YouTube channel in which they just record. I think they do different documentaries and different like uploads. I think it's like a lot of random content, but it's actually pretty good content. And they did a documentary in regards to fake cartridges. And what it was really explaining in this documentary, you can just go on YouTube and search up Vice fake cartridges and you'll probably find it. It'll probably be the first one that pops up. I think it's about 20 minutes. I don't really recall. Anyways, so yeah, what it starts mentioning into the beginning of it is how and where these people, these dealers get their products from and how it kind of starts. And the basis of it would be, you know, these dealers are ordering from the dark web. They get a bunch of products, maybe cheap as fuck, probably because they're getting it from there. I wouldn't recommend at all getting any form of cartridges, any form of drugs. I think a lot of perks, a lot of pills are sold on there. So, you know, you got to be aware of that for sure. You know, I wouldn't recommend any of that. Don't do it, don't trust it, because that's, you don't know what's literally in the product. So with these people, these dealers, they order a lot of product from the dark web, right? It's cheaper and you can get a bunch of products that look similar to a realistic product that's actually out there, and it's just a cheaper version. But what they try to do with these packaging is make it look authentic, make it look super like nice, super, they work on the packaging just so that when you look at it, oh, if they have nice packaging, then the product must be safe, right? That's the idea they want to give you. And it honestly works, because I still have that mindset, at least back then when I was younger and clueless and I was just ignorant. And you know, I was just a kid, so that's just what happened. I was ignorant. So yeah, I'm glad that, like, this has been a big thing for me, because, you know, like, again, I was a kid and I was doing this. So I'm not sure if I was smoking fake cartridges. I don't know if I have, but as I got older and got smarter, I for sure have been staying away from cartridges or just anything like that, because I know how that is. Or if I do get them, you know, get them from a legal cannabis dispensary, then that's in my opinion okay. But anyways, going to this Vice, yeah, so these dealers order however much they want in a box, I'm not sure, and these packages look super good, super real. And sometimes even smoke shops sell them, like just vape shops, like they'll sell actual THC, or even liquor stores, I think sometimes, but they'll actually sell like carts, and they don't know where they don't know where they're coming from. These people will buy them again from the dark web, and they don't know what's actually in the product. And sometimes you can tell, like you can flip the cartridges to tell whether or not they're fake. And if it doesn't even move at all, I believe then that's an initial warning that it's probably not a healthy product, right? It's probably not something you should be smoking, and it can be very, very dangerous for your health. So if you don't see any of the oil move, then that might be a hint. I'm not I'm not an expert on it, but I do know that is a warning sign that you should be cautious of. Or even, I think you can go on Google and search up some form of PIN number that's like on the cartridge box. And if it doesn't exist, then that means the product is most likely fake, and it's just, you know, you're getting something that you don't know what's inside and what the possibilities of them being inside are. Pesticides or vitamin E and shit like that can give you a lot of lung problems, really bad. Like, you don't really want to deal with that shit. Like, that shit's real. And a lot of kids, like, I see a lot of teens smoking it. I'm only 19 years old, and I see a lot of younger kids, you know, on Snapchat or on Instagram smoking their stuff, smoking their pens, whatever they are smoking, and they don't even know what's in it. Like, that's why I'm always like skeptical. Like, if anyone ever offers me some, you know, sometimes I don't really want to, like, I won't, because I don't really know where they get it from. And, you know, the possibilities of that right now in 2020 are not that far from like it being an actual fake card. So that shit can be bad. Let me see. I looked up like vape deaths in regards to carts. A lot of articles are confusing actual vape pens, which are vape pens like, what would it be like, just nicotine sticks and stuff like that, with the THC carts. And I feel you can't really do that because there's two different products. I'm trying to find, let me see, the hospital. How recent are these? I want one for 2020 because this became pretty, like, this recently has been happening. I know it started happening since last year, but I don't know how the consistency is now. Like, it kind of honestly went away when it came to it being out in the media or like anything in the news articles. Like, it kind of just disappeared after a while. I'm kind of questioning, like, is it even happening still? I don't know. But stay away from those cards. I kind of wanted to mention that, like, it's real. Watch the Vice if you haven't already. If you're interested in that, then do that for sure. But I am going to end the podcast right here. So thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. I do want to thank you. I planned on kind of doing these whenever I can. I've just been super busy. So thank you so much. And until next time, stay safe during this pandemic. And you know how it is. Till next time.